Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three on this hump day Wednesday, December 27, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Put that in for the podcasts, which are back fully up and operational. Thank you to the computer geek, Jonathan Deek. Got everything restored, back up and running. Listen on demand anytime you want. You don't catch the show live 9 to noon Monday through Friday. It repeats every 3 hours on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, which is where the podcasts are stored. Just click on podcasts. Every half hour, you can find it right there. Rick Snyder and the Republicans back in the day, very simple, very simple. Inflation rises above a certain level with surplus in the bank. Well, guess what? You get a tax cut. The unconstitutional state income tax, which should be at 3.9% ever since Jennifer Granholm and the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop had to raise the state income tax to balance the budget. Back in the day when I was truck driving, to 4.35, and then the Republicans, Snyder and Kelly, lowered it to 4.25. We've been illegally paying state income tax, folks, in this state for years. It should be at 3.9 per our state's constitution. Well, when inflation rose and they had a surplus in the bank thanks to China virus money, it triggered an automatic tax cut from 4.25 down to 4.05. Well, of course, Gretchen Whitmer and Dana Nessel, the attorney general, came out with an opinion. Oh, that was just a temporary one-year deal. It wasn't meant to be a permanent tax cut. Yes, it was. I talked to the state reps, state senators at the time, Patrick Kobach and others. It was meant to be permanent when they passed it and Snyder signed it into law. Well, Attorney General Dana Nessel came out with an opinion. It wasn't meant to be permanent. Where do you see that in the law? Show me exactly where it doesn't say that it's a permanent cut. Show me in the law where it says it's to be for that calendar fiscal year budget only. Show it to me, Dana. Oh, that's right. It doesn't exist. So a judge came out with the opinion based on the attorney general's opinion that, yeah, it was intended to be a one-year deal. Taxes are going up next year. Well, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy took them to court. They're going to appeal the judge's opinion. This will end up at the Michigan Supreme Court. And I believe the Mackinac Center for Public Policy may take this all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States if they have to. 4.05 is the rate. And it's still too high. If you really want to fix the state of Michigan, you want to make us competitive, get rid of the state income tax altogether. Like Republican gubernatorial candidate Kevin Rinke proposed and ran on. Other states do it. Why does Michigan still have it? Now you're talking about toll roads. More taxes on the people of the state of Michigan, making it more difficult for tourism to come to northern Michigan. These people are just tax-hungry, crazy people. So we'll see where this goes. We'll follow the story. We'll follow the lawsuit Mackinac Center has filed. And I believe the attorney general is dead wrong. And if you call witnesses that are still alive, including the former governor, Rick Snyder, when he signed it into law, when you interview on the stand, depose them at a trial, state representatives and state senators will come in and say it was meant to be permanent. It was not a one-year gig. We didn't write it in there. You can't find it in there. It's not in there anywhere. So we'll see where it goes. But here's the bottom line, folks. Lansing is broken. And the only way we're going to fix it is to elect new people to be state representatives down there next year in the House. You may have heard on the news, the redistricting commission. Well, I guess quite a few of their members resigned. Why? Because an appellate court ruled that the redistricting maps, especially in southeastern Michigan, Detroit area, were improperly drawn, violating certain voting rights based on current election laws, ordering them to redraw the maps. That could change some outcomes in that area, but most importantly, make them more competitive, where you're going to see the maps redrawn, including Republicans in those Democrat-mapped areas. Could you flip some seats? Possibly. And especially talking to the Democrats, the hardcore base, the black church community. I talked to Alexandra Taylor and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell at the candidate forum that I attended down there in Grand Rapids. Both of them are going into the black churches. This is absolute insanity, what the Democrats are doing to the state, and you're going to vote for them next year? Seriously? Really? They go against every single one of your core religious beliefs. Traditional family. Pro-life versus pro-death. Thou shalt not kill. Really? Democrats are the death party. So this is going to be a very interesting dynamic. And you're going to end up raising taxes in an election year. Right. Good political strategy, Whitmer and the Democrats. Why? $700 million at stake. That's the bottom line. $700 million additional revenue is what they want to go back to 4.25%. Again, the Democrats never saw a tax they didn't love, and they're going to try to keep it. Right. This is very interesting, and we shall see. And one of the things I think that is most interesting, how are the parties going to play it when door knocking next year? Democrats want to raise your taxes. It's that simple. If we take back the majority in the House, we can stop them. How are you going to stop them? The budget. The budget starts in the House. If the Republicans pick a leader, a speaker, with enough courage, enough backbone to stand up to the governor, governor, we're not passing anything close to your $82 billion budget you had for this year. That is never happening again on our watch. Let's get rid of the state income tax. Let's roll back the state's budget. Yeah, let's get back to about $60 billion. Get rid of the state income tax, 20% chop across the board. Boom, boom, boom. Let's do this. Whitmer will freak out. She will call the Republicans evil, going against her agenda as to what she's trying to do to fix the state of Michigan. And guess what? The Republicans are going to have a mandate. The people of the state of Michigan voted, Governor. The Republicans took back the majority, and they picked a speaker that's going to stand up to you. Not that rhino, Matt Hall. yeah, we're going to get a real speaker. We're going to stand up. And then comes 2026, we're getting a new Republican governor. Somebody, hopefully, that has an agenda to fix the state of Michigan and what truly ails it. Fix the schools, fix the roads, fix the taxes. Open up competition in the electric grid. Get rid of MDOT. Give the money to local road commissions. Yes, we're going to have growth in this state. Unlike this stupid report that her council came up with. I've read it. It's a complete joke. No ideas in there whatsoever on how to fund any of their recommendations. How are you going to do it? How are you going to pay for it? Complete waste of time. A media, absolutely a waste of time played up by the media so she could get more ink, like she's really concerned about our declining population. I was involved in a county meeting yesterday, declining population. Declining population in every county in our listening area. Declining population in the state. Heading into 2024, the people are going to vote for change. It's got to stop. And how you can think of even beginning to think that you're going to want to raise state income tax in an election year? Political suicide. But again, they don't care. They want the money. It's that simple. Well, we're going to make sure you're aware of it. Tell your friends, your family, your coworkers, people at church. Tell them exactly what the Democrats want to do. It's that simple. And the only real saving grace they have? Artificially lowering the price of gasoline. That's going to be their tactic. Mark my words. By November of next year, 2024, $2.50 a gallon. Getting closer and closer and closer to where it was with Donald Trump. Brett Gooding, I hope the Republicans can actually get along with each other enough to get things passed. I just want a good, strong Speaker of the House. Final segment of today's show. We got more text messages coming in. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of today. Again, I want to remind you about this class. The deadline's coming up, folks. January 20th, that Saturday, will be the last day deadline. You need to join the class. Come learn Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. Text me class. I'll text you the flyer and a link to the website, acconservatives.org. We're doing this as a public service. We're not making any money on this. The books, the guide, the state constitution, the room, we're not making money. We're doing this as a public service. We want you to be educated, to be able to hold your elected officials accountable, to understand the process of public meetings. When you get elected to office, you'll hit the ground running. Hopefully, from the class, you'll have the confidence to run to be the chairman of the board. You'll go ahead, first thing on the agenda is elect a new chairman, president of the board. First motion will be to implement and to use and run the meetings according to Robert's Rules of Order, and then the creation of new bylaws, ones that cannot be easily changed. You're not amending bylaws, which requires two-thirds majority vote. You're passing new ones. That passes with a simple majority. All this tactics, all this information, you will be taught at the class. You will learn the process. You'll learn how to get elected, and you will learn how to run the meetings the proper way. And if you're not confident to be chair yet, it's only because you don't know the information that's going to be taught at this class. And by the way, if you took the class on December 2nd at Jay's Sporting Goods, you already have the book, the guide, the state constitution. You can donate $10 and come to the second class as a refresher. We'll go over the information again. We'll expand it a little bit. The class is going to be an hour longer with a 15 to 20 minute break, but you will understand it even better. Reinforce yourself. And then by then, you're ready to start filing affidavits of identity with your clerks to be on the ballot. Everybody's getting out of the stands this year, coming down to the field, being given a uniform, and going to be on the field playing with us. We need you as reinforcements. And I know you didn't want to listen to a radio show and be persuaded, convinced, sold on how you need to get off the couch and get involved in the community process. But unfortunately, that's what you got. Because we are going to push hard for everybody listening to this show and to get more of their friends involved in the process. We're taking it back. The left is scared to death. They think they can put together a recall petition or they can put up some candidates and they're going to win. I got news for you. We will beat you badly. Silent majority is not going to be silent anymore. It's that simple. We are going to stand up and we are going to take it back. And you wishy-washy county commissioners, your days are over. New patriots are going to run against you and defeat you in the Republican primary in August. You want to lose? Put your name on the ballot. Not going to happen, guys. There will be new commissioners. There will be new chairmen of the boards. And they will be armed with Robert's Rules of Order and how to write new bylaws. Those days are coming very, very soon. And the other component to this, now with this ruling from the Supreme Court, where the maps have to be redrawn, well, guess one of the districts involved? The Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, the Democrat from Detroit, that some Republicans voted for to be Speaker. They were awarded with seats on certain committees where they have no say. They have no impact. They have no voice, but they sit on them. Good for you. Yeah, well, guess what? His district's being redrawn. And it may affect the replacement of Lori Stone in Warren and Kevin Coleman in Westland. Whitmer and the Democrats were going to push for special elections, primary in January, election in April. Well, guess what? They might be put on hold now. They may not get their two-seat majority back. So they'll gavel in on January 10th. What are they going to do? Probably nothing. They don't have a majority, and it's not going to happen. Not until they do. Why? Because Joe Tate has already said he's not interested in co-sharing the power with Matt Hall or any other Republican. And they're not going to work on bipartisan issues. So let's see where this goes. This is going to be a wild and crazy ride. Supreme Court rulings coming out today. Trump will be on the ballot and the maps need to be redrawn in basically Detroit and surrounding areas. We shall see. Get your popcorn ready, folks. It's going to be a wild one. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1.